It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 3 p.m., I'm Leonard Witbier. Polling stations are officially 6 hours from closing as the country finalizes the presidential and national assembly elections. Voters in Shoto in the Zambezi region are enduring long queues for a high number of pollsters. Our correspondent Jackson Kanutale sent us this interaction with a potential voter.
I arrived here around past 6 in the morning, but the conditions which I saw here, the Choto compound, Choto location is a big location. So probably they're supposed to make estimate of 2 police stations here. So now, currently now, we only have one point station. So even now, well, I'm even tired, there's no food to eat here. I'm supposed to be here even 1 hour between all 2 to 3 hours. But now I'm taking about 5 hours maybe.
As the day heats up, UNAM's voting queue attendee Lifalaza Simata had this message for the youth.
To the young voters, please wear a hat, get an umbrella, get a camping chair, go with your friends. The lines might seem long, but change is important, change is gradual, so your vote always counts. So do take this daunting and probably exhausting task of standing in the line, because it's a mere fraction of time to change, to determine what happens in the next 5 years. I'd say, you know, make the most of it. Get a cooler box, get a jukebox, have fun, and, like, you know, vote for who you think is best suited to represent you.
In South Africa, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority expects the cost of implementing the two-pot retirement system to increase by 300 million rand annually. Since its implementation in September, the cost has reached 1.6 billion rand, including expenses for additional staff, communications efforts, and new call centers. Presenting to Parliament's Standing Committee on Finance, the authority's Deputy Commissioner Astrid Ludin highlighted that most costs stem from system changes and member communications to support the new system.
So the cost of implementing, most of that has come from system changes. You can also see additional costs around additional staff to deal with queries in particular. And this is not just a once-off cost, right? Annually, the cost will be increasing by about 300 million.
On the international front, France's President Emmanuel Macron says the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah brings a similar truce in Gaza closer. The US and French presidents jointly announced the Lebanon deal today, which sees the IDF agreeing to leave the country and Hezbollah pledging to move further north away from the Israeli border. Here's Ross Cullen with the report.
Lebanon is a former French protectorate, and Paris has always been a key ally of Beirut. The French foreign minister said on Wednesday that France will monitor the imposition of the ceasefire, which came into effect following the joint presidential declaration. Jean-Noël Barrot added that Lebanon woke up this morning to calm, the fruit of hard work carried out over many months by French diplomacy in the service of peace. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.